Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. What up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing today? It's Monday, beginning of the week. I know a lot of people ain't feeling it. They got to go back to work. They feel some type of way. They got to see the person that irritates the hell out of them at the job site. I understand. But we all got to deal with it. You are not alone, ladies and gentlemen. Just, you know, conduct some stature and ignore people. Ignoring people pisses them off some more. Act like they don't exist. Anyway. All right. Actors in New York City and Midtown Manhattan is getting punched in the face, getting assaulted. All right. So actor Stevie Buscemi punched in the face in New York City. He was a victim of another random act of violence in the city, his publicist says. Let me see what's going on. Actor Stevie Buscemi is okay after he was punched in the face by a man on a New York City street, his publicist stated on Sunday. The 66-year-old star of Fargo and Boardwalk Empire was assaulted late Wednesday morning in Manhattan and taken to a nearby hospital with bruising and swelling and bleeding to his left eye. Stevie Buscemi was assaulted in Midtown Manhattan, another victim of a random act of violence in the city, according to the statement Sunday from his publicist. He is okay and he appreciates. Let me say the word appreciate a little bit better. He appreciates everyone's well wishes. The assault was first reported by the New York Post. The New York Police Department put out a nameless statement on the assault Wednesday. Buscemi's representative confirmed Sunday that the unidentified assault victim in the police statement was that actor, Steve Buscemi. The police department said there was no arrest. Nobody was arrested, and the investigation was continuing. Buscemi's Boardwalk Empire co-star Michael Stolberg was hit in the back of the neck with a rock while he was walking in Manhattan Central Park back in March 31st. Mr. Stolberg chased his attacker, who was taken into custody outside of the park. I know that they got this thing going on TikTok where they unfollowing a lot of celebrities. I don't know if that got to do with this right here. Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if I could connect the two. It's probably really random assaults, or it might have something to do with people unfollowing all of the celebrities, all the American celebrities and stuff like that, because that is a trend. That's definitely a trend, most definitely, because I've seen that unfollowing celebrities. And like me, I don't do too much celebrity gossip because, like I said, I feel like it's a distraction. Who cares what the celebrities are doing? Some of them are stupid. Some of them don't even know anything, you know. And that's part of the reason why there's a lot of people doing that trend where they unfollowing the celebrities. I think Kim Kardashian lost 3 million unfollows in the last week or so. Yes, I believe so. Because I was reading and researching it, and I seen it, and I was like, oh, snap. Damn, people unfollowing. I don't follow Kim Kardashian. I don't follow too many celebrities, you know. I see certain things like, okay, of course I'm black. Of course I'm going to probably see some posts with Rick Ross, the rapper. But I don't really pay attention to things that he say. I rather just talk about stuff that concerns you and me. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing that I would actually talk about, like things that concern you and me, like the presidential 2024 election, legislation, new laws that they passing at the legislation office, which might affect you, you know. I like to talk about things that affect all of us, like subdivisions that's having a high crime rate, you know, stuff like that. War. I don't really talk about the celebrities, you know, unless they saying something real, saying something like, hey, people, we need to change and we need to talk about these wars like the Gaza Palestinians and Israel, you know. I feel like everybody have the right, whatever religion that they want to practice, they got that right to do that. You shouldn't hate on a person's preference on how they want to praise the Lord, all right? I'm open to all religion. I think everybody should have the right to practice the religion. You know, even the Palestinians and the Israel people, they just need to reach a common ground on how to, you know, come up with a resolution. And I've been saying that for a very long time. Like, you see what I'm saying? So when celebrity culture, because America got a very big-ass celebrity culture, a very big one, and that's a fact. And it's not conducive to anybody because celebrities, some of them are real stupid. They don't know anything, you know, and some of them do know a lot. You know, some don't, some you can learn from them. And then there's some that you can't learn nothing from them. They are poisoning our children's minds, and we need to stop that, you know. And, you know, I'm sick of seeing young kids running around here trying to be a basketball player or a rapper or something. I don't want to see that shit. You know, we need more kids trying to inspire to be a freaking going to the medical field or do something bigger, you know, which is going to help themselves and the community at the same time. All right. They pick and choose these stars, these celebrities. Some musicians out there, they really do have a talent and they really do got a message to tell you that's going to help you change yourself. All right. So anyway, moving along, let me see what else is going on in this news right here. It's a Monday, May 13th. All right. I'm going to have to start saying the days when I do this. I don't really write down the days. I don't type down the days when I post these on Spotify, these episodes on Spotify. I don't really put down the dates, but I'm going to say the dates. I'm like, yo, it's May 13th, 2024. Yo, bro, and let me tell you what the hell is going on today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said today with the Z on it, with the D and stuff. I ain't mean to say it like that. But, hey, we from the East Coast. Sometimes we do shit a little bit different. And then, well, I forgot what I was about to tell you. I was just something that just slipped in my mind. Now it slipped right out. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Fuck that. We're going to go to Chicago, see what's going on in Chicago. I ain't been there for a minute. Let me see what's up with Chicago. There was a woman. She was 23 years old. She dies after being shot in Washington Park. Okay, a woman was shot and killed Sunday night inside of a home in the Washington Park neighborhood. Police officers found the 23-year-old around 11 p.m. suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest in the kitchen of a residence on the 6100 block of South King Drive, according to the Chicago Police Department. The victim was transported to the University of Chicago Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Authorities have not yet released her identity. There is no one in custody as Area 1 detectives are still investigating. As Chicago, all right, person shot while being, now I'm going to another one, I'm just skimming through everything. Person shot while being carjacked by a group of gunmen on Chicago's South Side. Yeah, cause I ain't been to Chicago. I'm probably going to ride up to Milwaukee, see what's going on there. Milwaukee get active too, but ain't been too much going on. I'm not looking for no violence or anything. I'm just looking for news and stuff. If it's good news, I'm going to read it. I'm like, oh, look at here. But this is what they put out. A person was shot while being carjacked by a group of gunmen on Chicago's South Side. Everything is happening on the south side of Chicago. A group of gunmen shot and carjacked one individual in Chicago's Washington Park neighborhood Monday morning. The victim was walking to his vehicle on the 5600 block of South Prairie Avenue around 3 in the morning when he was approached by a group of six offenders. Police said one of the offenders pulled out a handgun and demanded that the victim give up his car keys. The offender, why are they calling them the offenders? They're calling them open. They're not going to give up the identity. Police said one of the offenders pulled out a handgun and demanded the car keys from the victim. The offender then shot the victim one time in the ankle before the group got into the vehicle and fled the scene. No arrests were reported. Area 1 detectives are investigating. This is Chicago. What else they got on this motherfucker? Cook County man charged after bringing loaded gun to Naperville Top Golf. Nah, I ain't gonna get into that. Chicago among the top 10 worst U.S. cities for drivers. Forbes magazine reports Chicago braces for weather shift. Nah. I used to do this before. I used to like skim through everything. Like, what I'm getting upset about is everybody's moving to Houston, and then we getting all of the bad apples running around here and stuff like that. And, you know, in Texas, everybody got a gun and stuff like that. I don't know why people are testing people out here. It's a bad result. Charges filed after girl stabbed in Chicago. Nah. Let me see. One in custody after man wounded in West. No. We're going to keep it moving somewhere else. Let me see what else they got. Not too much. A lot of politics. I ain't trying to get into that. We already talked about Drake in the last episode. I didn't even talk about King Combs coming out with a diss record, dissing 50 Cent. 50 Cent responded last night. He's like, Don't hurt me. Your lyrics are kind of violent. I guess he was trolling them. 50 Cent, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, and King Combs came out with a diss record and things like that. You know, he was talking real heavy. King Combs looked just like his father, Sean Puffy Combs, Sean P. Diddy Combs. Yeah, I don't know if the case between P. Diddy. Oh yeah, there was an article about that yesterday, but I didn't get into it. Too late, cause I'm not finna look for it. Not finna search for it. Matter of fact, let me see what else is going on. In Pennsylvania township, some township in Pennsylvania, some bold thief runs up on somebody's front porch while a package was being delivered by Amazon personnel. I don't know. I'm not sure which carrier was delivering the package, but some thief just ran up while the homeowner was signing his packages. And then I think he had some more packages. You can see the, I posted it on TikTok right now. I just posted it. And you can see the delivery guy going back to go grab the other packages to give to the homeowner. And then he's like grabbing the packages and he's putting it on the ground. And then you can see some guy just running up to the porch. And I don't even think the homeowner was looking. He was looking down because I think he was setting the packages down on the ground. And the dude just ran up and he wasn't sitting the packages down. He had the package and it looked like he was about to put it down to retrieve the next box of packages that the delivery dude was about to go get from the truck. And as he was trying to put the packages down, you could see the guy running up and then he grabs the packages and he ran off. This happened in some township in Pennsylvania. And then the homeowner said there was six new iPhones in the box that he grabbed for his family. So he's out of money. They didn't get the name of the suspect, but you could see his face on the camera. And I'm pretty sure the police is looking for his ass. But he was bold. He said, fuck that shit. I don't give a damn. And then the homeowner feels like the guy that stole the box, he knew. How did he know that there was iPhones in that box? It's beyond me. I don't know how the hell he knew something about that. But the homeowner said something interesting. He said when he called to wherever establishment that he got them six iPhones from, he said when he called to report that it was stolen, when it was delivered, whatever personnel that was on the phone hung up the phone. I posted it on TikTok so you could review the video yourself. And I'm like, okay, that's very interesting. And then how does a random person just gonna know that you was being delivered iPhones and stuff like that? Or how they know what was in your package? So that investigation should be quite easy and try to figure out what the hell is going on. Yeah, man. So people, be careful on your surroundings. These people are crazy. They are brave. They don't give a damn. Some people are just stupid. You know, some people don't know how to survive. The only survival skills they got is to steal and do criminal ass shit. And they're going to come, and they looking at you. You never know who's looking at you. It could be somebody very, very close to you. Could be your homie that you like to go watch games with, you know, like basketball games with. I don't need to say no Diddy, no pause. I'm talking about the person that you drank beer with and watch games with and stuff. They could be stealing from you, and you never know. So you got to pay attention to your surroundings and things like that. That was on the social media. I seen that. I posted the video. The dude just, he had great balls of fire. He just ran up on the porch. And I don't think the guy was looking really, because he was looking at the package. And I think he looked like he was trying to put the package down on the floor. But as he was trying to put it on the ground, that's when you could see the guy running real fast. And he grabbed the box and then he bolted out of there. And you could see the delivery guy, he was bringing the other box to the homeowner and stuff, because it looked like he had like a series of boxes of packages being delivered all at once. So that stuff is crazy. Why this fucking floor is so wet? My bad, talking to myself again. Matter of fact, I am kind of talking to myself because I'm on the microphone talk. But no, I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you fine people, because the comments on my TikTok, it's like basically those are the group of people that I'm talking to, because I know they be listening to my podcast and stuff like that. I haven't been doing my podcast for weeks and months. I've been real slow at it. And then it got to the point where I'm like, oh, shit, I need to get back on the Spotify and start doing the podcast again, because my numbers are dwindling and people are really like jumping on the podcast, listening to it. So I'm being real attentive to get to it. Yeah, I just posted this on the damn TikTok, man. No goddamn person running up. I'm trying to figure out what I would have done in that situation. Probably would have fight. I think I would have did something bad. Yeah, I don't think that person would have got me, to come to think about it. Because when I really think about it, like, would something like that happen to me? I don't think it would happen, because I could see ultimately me doing something fucked up. Like, I don't want to say it on the microphone, but I'm going to just leave that to your imagination. I might do something fucked up. I'm probably going to do something real fucked up. As you running away, I might do something. But I might get in trouble for that, because you can't shoot somebody in the back of the head while they're running. But I probably would have ran after him. Nah, he couldn't. He couldn't steal it from me, cause I would have did something, and I'm pretty sure I would have seen him coming. And I think nowadays people are gonna have to pick up their packages. I think that's the best thing to do. That's what I've been doing, cause I'm thinking about this shit. I'm like really sitting here thinking about it, cause I do pick up my packages. I don't let the Amazon or the FedEx driver, because I've been getting packages from FedEx, Amazon, and who else? UPS. I make them, I go pick it up, or I go to the office and pick up the packages. That's what I've been doing for the last couple of years. Back in New York, they left the packages in front of the door, which I ain't like. But when I was in New York, the Amazon driver, they let you know that your packages is being delivered. So I would stay home and pick up the packages. Sometimes I used to tell my mom to pick up the packages for me. So that's what really happens, all right? So we know what's going on, except the UPS driver and the FedEx driver. No, the FedEx driver got a little app, too, where they'll tell you when the package is being delivered, when the route, the estimate of the route when it's about to deliver. So FedEx is keeping up. UPS is the only people that I don't think I know. But 9 out of 10, I pick up my packages. I'm just keeping it G. I pick up my packages all the time, so.
Hold up.
It's a hard night.
Let me do sports for a little bit. Boxer, Sherratt, Lawal, dead at 29 after getting knocked out during the debut fight. This was his first professional fight.
You know, let me give you the details on this one right here. Boxer, Sherratt, Lawal, he got knocked out in the ring. It was his debut fight. Middleweight boxer, Sherratt Lawal, I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly, but Sherratt Lawal has passed away after collapsing in the ring following a knockout punch in his professional debut in the United Kingdom. He was only 29 years old. Mr. Lawal's first pro fight went down Sunday at the Harrow Leisure Center in London, where he faced Portuguese fighter Milan Varela. His record is 2-4. Wow. During the fourth round of the Clash of the Titans undercard fight, Varela threw a right that landed. He threw a right punch that landed directly on Lawal's temple, knocking him to the ground. And the referee could tell Sherratt needed immediate medical attention. Jesus. Ringside doctors and paramedics jumped into the ring and reportedly performed CPR on the canvas for over 10 minutes before he was taken to the Northwick Park Hospital. Sadly, he didn't make it and was pronounced dead at the hospital. Woo! Lawal's supporters were devastated by the news. And who was talking? Somebody was talking. I am sorry to hear this. Such talent, one fan wrote. Okay. Condolences to Sherratt's family and friends. May he rest in peace. Man, he got knocked down and passed away. This is crazy. Sherratt started boxing back in 2018 and decided to go pro earlier this year. A move supported by his boxing trainer, CJ Hussein. I think the pro game will suit Sherratt down to a T. He got all of the talent to become a great middleweight, Hussein said to news sources earlier this year or back in a year ago. He's a real inspiration to all of the young boxers at the gym, RIP. So yeah, he got knocked down. They hit him. Yeah, Sherratt Lawal. That's crazy, bro. Like, what the hell? Oh, man. Like, boxing is a sport that you gotta be real. Like, you have to train. When you're doing boxing, you must train. You must train. You must be strong, fit. You gotta learn all of the counter punches. I mean, there's a lot of strategies that you must learn. Plus, you gotta know how to move around and dance in the ring at the same time and stuff. And then you gotta make the executive decision when to stop and when to, like, is this for me? You got to make that sound decision. Like, for example, I would never box. Not me. I'm not boxing nobody and stuff. If we fighting, we're going to fight for real. You hit me, we fighting for real. Like, all of that rules are out the window if you hit me, brother. Sister, whoever. I don't like to hit women, but I done dealt with some females that like to put hands on men and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I don't condone hitting women. But I done ran across some ladies that will put their hands on men. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, that shit crazy. Condolences to Sharif family, Sharif Lawal. All right. I don't keep up too much with boxing like that, but that was crazy and stuff like that. Well, let me see what else they got on here. Lil Meech, he took his mother and his grandmother to the strip club for Happy Mother's Day. Sorry, excuse me. Which is, I don't know. But Lil Meech had a memorable Mother's Day celebration because he took his mom and his grandmother to the strip club. And the internet is torn on whether it was cool or crude. The rapper posted footage of the holiday excursion on Sunday when he and his sister brought their mama bear and grandmother bear to the Magic City's Gentlemen's Club in Atlanta, where it looked like they were in the VIP section with a bunch of dancers around them. All right. From looking at the picture, I don't think the grandmother is too... She's not... She look like she's displaced. Like, she got some shades on, some dark shades on. She don't look like she's having any fun. So, indeed, the ladies were shaking it up in front of Meech's elders. And while his mom seemed to be enjoying it, Grandma was a little more stoic, not cracking a smile under the shades at all, which I was explaining just now. The moment was like, the moment was like torn up by people on the internet and Meech's IG's comments, Instagram comments. So people was like, he received a lot of backlash. Because his grandmother Lucille is actually depicted on 50 Cent's hit show BMF, in which Meech stars in, Little Meech stars in, as a do-good servant of the church. And many couldn't believe she would associate herself with a hut for booty. As you can imagine, Meech himself is catching a lot of flack from all of this right here. I could just imagine. Why would you take your grandmother? Why you couldn't just be a little traditional and just give her a present and stuff like that? Like, bro, you doing too much. Others pointed out that she didn't carry the weight of the Black Mafia family, including enduring her son Big Meech's incarceration since 2008 to be rattled by pole dancers. Yeah, some people like going to the strip club. Some people don't care about it. Like me, I don't really care about the strip club. I only been to the strip club once in my whole entire life. I ain't never went back because I ain't see the point to it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it certainly looked fun. It's just hard to tell if his grandmother was feeling it based on her reaction. You could probably guess she might felt a bit out of place, just like I said. So, good promo for the show. All right, no doubt. Maybe they'll work this into a storyline or something like that, right? This is all from TMZ. Reiterating all the goddamn articles in my words, you feel me? I'm doing it just like I'm talking to you, right? Sounds easy, but it's not. I'm not trying to say I'm a professional, but I don't give a damn if you think I'm a professional or not. I'm giving you the doggone news. The man took his grandmother and his mama. The mama looked like she was enjoying herself. The grandmother looked like she was a bit displaced and stuff like that. I don't think my parents would be thrilled. Maybe my stepdad. He looked like he would do something like that, but not my mom's. I don't think she would be thrilled about that. Happy Mother's Day on top of it. I forgot to say that yesterday, but I didn't forget that to say that to my mother, because that's my girl right there. That's my home girl. You know, she got my back. I got her back. But it's... she's getting older, so that means I have to have her back. It's time for me to take care of my parents because they getting elder, right? You know, that's what you got to do. They don't wipe your ass. Now it switched. Like that Sukiana song, it switched up. Now I got to, just like I'm going to have to be wiping their ass real soon and stuff. But hey, it comes with the game. I don't have an issue with it. It is what it is. I'm not going to put them in no nursing home. That's never going to happen. they're going to be living in their house, all right? All right, shame on those that will put their parents in a nursing home because they don't got time to take care of their parents because they want to be out there in the streets and party all night long. Shame on you people. You ain't shit, and you ain't going to never have shit if you love doing that. If you like spending your time being out there, you want to be seen so much, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong with people. Some people are just stupid. But you got to blame the government and the way that they move the economy and make people feel in social media. Everybody want to be seen and stuff like that. People don't know how to reserve themselves at all, you know. People just don't know how to have fun without alcohol and drugs. They don't know how to sit down and find out how to occupy their minds. That's like the bad thing right there. Like, motherfuckers don't know how to occupy their time and stuff like that. They get so bored easily and things, and you try. That's why I try my best to tell people, man, stop smoking weed all the fucking time. Try to give your mind a break. Give your mind a break so you can have time for yourself, so you can know who you are as a person, so you can know what to do to have fun when you feel like having fun without the alcohol and the drugs. You don't need that shit to have fun. There's so many things that you can do that will entertain you. Like, I get entertained just by running through the internet. Look at the fun that I'm doing. Now I'm freaking making a business out of me just running through the internet and telling you what the hell is going on. Anyway, I'm about to cut this apple pie short and sweet. I'm going to holler at you later with another episode. This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. All you got to do is follow me on Instagram, and you can follow me on TikTok, where I'm very much active on. All you got to do is type in the box Benzy in the search engine, and you're going to find me. Yes, all you got to do is type in B-O-X-B-E-N-J-I. B as in Bob, ladies and gentlemen. B as in Bob. I got to say this every time when I'm ending the episode, because people have to find me and stuff so they could know everything that's going on, because my shit is very entertaining. It's very soothing. All you got to do is go on TikTok for more celebrity gossip and news and stuff like that. But when I'm on doing the audio podcasting and stuff like that, I really give you the real authentic news, not the debauchery news. Some of it is debauchery. Most of it is not, because it's real things, serious things that you need to know about so you could be aware of what's going on. All right? I don't want nobody getting hurt. I want everybody to prosper and do what they trying to do and live out their dreams. That's my biggest goal here on this goddamn podcast right here with Thinking Out Loud with Benz Pharrell. All right, I'm gonna holler at you later. Peace out.
At the bodega, I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog when executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got something for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem Lights. Popping wheelies on the motorbike. It's that Harlem
night. Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.